It's the Local Beat with O'Brien, brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. And as we do each and every Wednesday morning on the morning show, we welcome in Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram. Dave, how are we doing?
We're good, Rocco. Thank you.
Fantastic to hear, Dave. Fantastic to hear. I wanted to start with the story out of Monday's Chronicle Telegram, actually. This one talking about vaccination numbers for the younger kids here in Lorain County. They're on the up. A lot of kids around the area are getting it. So fill us in on some more details with this, Dave.
Yeah, so this is pretty impressive. As of Sunday, the Ohio Department of Health is reporting that Lorain County is among the leaders in COVID-19 vaccination rates for children between the ages of 5 and 11. And this is showing, as of the most recent numbers that we have, that basically just about 1.5% of Lorain County residents between the ages of 5 and 11 have already gotten their first dose of the vaccine. Across the state, it's a little lower than 1%. It's about 0.83%. Delaware County in Central Ohio leads all counties with just over 2% at 2.17% vaccination rate for children ages 5 through 11 for COVID-19. So some other counties, their data wasn't available, but it looks like Lorain County is one of the leading counties at this point. A lot of parents were lining up last week. You know, as soon as the vaccinations were approved for children ages 5 to 11 to get their kids vaccinated.
And that's certainly good news as parents continue to, you know, become more educated on the subject with those younger kids and, you know, whether they feel safe their kids should get that vaccine or not. And, of course, like you said, Dave, the numbers are on the up here in Lorain County. So certainly good stuff there. Also, over the weekend, a story about some flower bulbs being planted locally on Sunday and quite a number of them, if I was reading things correctly. So what happened here, Dave?
Yeah, so this is a cool story that, you know, it's one of these nice little community stories that my colleague Dylan Reynolds came across. And volunteers were working to beautify the East Falls Riverwalk in Elyria, planted more than 1,000 flower bulbs on Sunday in order to have those bulbs come up and kind of look real nice for people, you know, taking walks in the spring. It was organized by Kevin Krischer, who's a former Elyria city council person, and the Friends of the East Falls Riverwalk group holds cleanups in the spring, and they plant perennials and they spread mulch, you know, on Lorain County Pride Day. They're continuing to work and do this kind of stuff just to make the area look a little bit better, make things a little more amenable to people just, you know, out taking walks and kind of looking around. The Riverwalk is one of those nice places that you can go down and you just kind of, just take a walk around and check out the falls and the Black River and just spend some time down there. So that was sort of a beautification project that they took part in.
And that was a great little community story, like you mentioned there, from Dylan Reynolds of the Chronicle Telegram. And I know our own Tom Hutchison here at WEOL, famous for his lunchtime walks, will certainly appreciate the new greenery there on the Riverwalk. So very, very cool stuff there. Dave, the last story I want to talk to you before getting into some upcoming stories, as well as a scanner story from you. We've got a new Elyria Library Director that was also recently named. What can you tell me about this?
Yeah, so starting on December 1st, Jennifer Starkey, who is an Elyria resident, is going to fill the role that is being vacated by Lynn Krause, who is retiring, who has been director since 2012, so about the last nine, almost 10 years or so. Starkey recently was the team leader for research at the Kelvin Smith Library at Case Western Reserve University. She was a librarian at Oberlin College from 2008 to 2017. Also was a librarian in that state up north. She has a bachelor's degree in German from Kalamazoo College and a master's degree in library science from the University of Michigan. So she has served in a number of different roles in library leadership in the state of Ohio. And in a statement, she said that she's excited for the opportunity to serve the community and that she, quote, "I am looking forward to getting to know the Elyria Public Library System users and supporters, and I welcome conversations and ideas." So we welcome Jennifer Starkey to that new role.
Absolutely, and we are certainly looking forward to what Jennifer has to offer in that role. Certainly more than qualified to be there, so we are very excited to see what she brings to that environment and how she's able to adapt there. So very, very cool stuff. Again, our guest this morning on the Local Beat is Dave O'Brien, and this is brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. All right, Dave, what are you and your colleagues over there at the Chronicle-Telegram working on this week as far as upcoming stories go?
Well, I had some stuff that I did, a couple stories about coming from court, so keep an eye out on those. We have an ongoing murder trial. I think we discussed it a little bit last week. It's going on in Lorain County Common Pleas Court. We also had a small fire that caused some damage. Nobody got hurt, thankfully. That happened in Avon back on Monday, and also sort of down the line, we have some more court reporting. Some issues going on between Amherst and Lorain, dealing with traffic on Route 2. Some other library, tentative library news. Dylan might have a nice, interesting little library article. And we'll also be reaching out to some of the employers in the area to determine, you know, just how they're handling, vaccination mandates, if they're in favor of them, if they're going to be, having their own mandates, for employees, those kinds.
Well, all right, a nice diverse array of things that the Chronicle Telegram is covering this week, so make sure you check them out. Pick up a copy of that Chronicle Telegram or head on over to chronicletea.com. Make sure you are supporting local journalism. All right, Dave, we can wrap up on this as we do each and every week. What do you have for me in the way of a scanner story?
Well, this sounded like a very interesting one. Coming out of Cleveland, a report from the 4th District. A woman called to report that someone keeps coming into her house and stealing her chicken salad.
Well, I mean, I guess if someone's breaking in, stealing chicken salad is probably, that's something I wouldn't mind happening, I guess, if I have to have an intruder. Sure, take it all. Just don't touch the TV. But all right. Entertaining stuff there, Dave. We appreciate the scanner story. We appreciate the insight into what you got going on over there at the Chronicle Telegram. So thanks for the time this week, Dave. I appreciate it, man. Look forward to catching up some more next week.
Sounds good, Rocco. Talk to you later.